You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And now, a Blaze Media podcast.
I still didn't say ready. Happy birthday, by the way. If you're listening and watching live on the 27th of February, 2020, my youngest son, who's not so young anymore, 18 today. 18 years on the planet today. Happy birthday, Maximus. I love you. I mean, he's almost too good of a kid. I don't know where he got it from, because I've tried to raise him differently, but he's a good kid, and he's turning
into
a good man.
Oh, we get a song too. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, wait, that's a
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Maximus.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I don't like the double.
Happy birthday to you.
Maximus.
Happy birthday.
Oh, no. Is that it?
To you.
Is that it? Oh, that's a cute little birthday song. I'm not sure I like the happy birthday, the double happy birthday in there. You know what that is? That's so we can air it.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
That's so we can air it. That's all that is. Because if we do the regular birthday song, somebody owes some money to somebody. Right? That's what's wrong with America. Damn capitalism. I can't. We missed the Arizona meteor streaking across the sky yesterday morning, north of Phoenix. It's really cool. There's footage of it. It looks really cool. I'll tweet it out at Jeffy JFR. Have you ever seen one? A meteor come burning through the sky like that? In Florida, I've seen a couple. I don't know if you know this. I used to live in Florida.
Wait, you lived in Florida?
I did. Yeah, I did. Don't stop. Don't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I lived there for a while. I lived in Tampa Bay.
Is that where you saw the meteor?
Yes. Yeah. And I don't even want to get started on that. But yes, I can remember driving to work, obviously, early in the morning when it's still dark outside.
Were you driving at the bridge? Or were you almost gone? Were you actually get into a car accident and report it yourself?
Yes, I did. That's where I hydroplaned and thought, I'm good. I'm going to get back under control. Ooh,
no. For those of us that do not know what hydroplaning is, what is that?
When you're driving
your vehicle.
You're
flying the car?
It was kind of. There's extra water on the road, and it means your wheels are now spinning in water and not on concrete. So you do not have control of your vehicle. And you're hoping that the tires finally reach through that water and grab onto the concrete. Now, that did happen for me after I hit the guardrails. Yeah, it was not fun. It was not fun at all. You know, come to think of it, I guess I'm kind of lucky because I could have gone into the drink. And if I'd gone into the drink, but for those of you who don't understand what going into the drink is, I'd be falling off the bridge. I'm done. Because my seat broke. I told you that as soon.
Was that because of the car accident or because you were sitting on it?
No, it's because of the hit. When I hit the concrete, the seat, I was in an extended cab pickup truck. And when I hit the concrete, the seat breaks. I'm laying flat. I'm now laying flat
so
in the truck. Yeah, only, I mean, it's broken. It's not like I used the little lever and went flat. I mean, it's all the way back. And I'm laying back, and the truck is spinning. I mean, there's not, if it goes in the drink, I'm done. I'm just like, oh, I'm in the water, Tampa Bay.
You just get out the window, like.
Yeah.
Open the door.
I'm grabbing my phone, maybe. Hello? And the is that funny? Not funny. Anyway, I have seen.
And they send the rescue.
He's done. We're looking for a pickup truck with our. Is that the tail end? It looks like that's the tail end going down under. We'll send a diver down. Hopefully the. Ooh, and it's sinking fast. There must have been some weight in that thing. We'll try to send a. Well, it looks like, you know what, we'll get it later. It's dark out. Wait till daylight. Be fine. My light's dying. Ah, we're out.
That could have happened. That could have happened. That could have.
100%.
That could have happened. Thankfully, it didn't.
Canceling the search.
Thankfully, it didn't. And it all worked out fine. So.
Look at you now.
Successful white male.
Actually, successful white cis male. Like. Great.
Right. Successful in small case letters, though. I'll give you that. There's no, it's not successful. It's like, hey.
Successful.
Hey.
Get to the story. Sorry.
So, seeing one, a meteor come through the sky is really cool.
Is it scary?
Well, the first your first thought is, what the heck is that? And then it just whoosh, continues out and burns out. You can quote me on that. It just whoosh, and then it burns out. Because if it doesn't burn out, right, I mean, you're doomed. Right, and it'll be too late. Because it might have burned the horn out. You might be pushing the button, and there might be nothing. There's dust in that thing.
You gotta crank it.
And so you're done. It's just really cool. And it is kind of scary a little. You know, that first thought.
Does it make you think like just that small that could like get banished by this rock?
I just want to be clear. I don't believe I've ever thought in my life I'm that small. If you're a thief and you're robbing places, that's what you do. You go into neighborhoods, you rob people's homes, and that's what you do. You take a few things out of people's homes and you take their stuff, and it doesn't matter whether they have Simply Safe or any other kind of security device. It doesn't matter. You're breaking in, right? And you say you break into a house and you steal a TV and a gun and you leave. So you're just in and out, and you do that a couple houses a day. You make a living. Well, you're doing okay. You're doing all right with your life. If you're a thief that, say, has little OCD issues and you take notes in a notebook and you write down the houses that you break into, and you also jump ahead and you write down, ooh, that's a nice house. I'm going to have to
so
check
like keys
that one
in the
out.
Joint. Yeah.
Right. And you keep track of what
a journal.
Houses. A journal.
A thief journal.
Yes.
A thief journal.
Well, yes, but it's your life journal. So there may
oh,
be.
Oh, so life journal.
There may be
thief.
Notes in there, say, from your daughter.
Okay.
And okay. Her new address and a
okay.
phone number.
Okay.
There may be notes in there. You know, maybe what to get at Sam's. What to get
so
at Sam's Club the next day.
Notes from a thief.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, that could be our new book. I'm
that is
the
our
fact.
New book.
Notes from a thief.
That's today's show title.
One of the things that you don't want to do is drop the notebook at one of the homes that you robbed.
Oh, that is not. I don't suggest that.
No.
I suggest you bringing that book.
Maybe you keep it in the car.
Yeah, that stays in the car, bicycle, whatever means of transportation.
I don't know, maybe you keep it back in your thief cave.
Possibly.
When you go back to your thief cave, then you write down.
Yes.
Right. It's like waking up from a dream. You wake up, you write
oh,
down.
Oh, you write it down.
Journal.
Yeah, dream journal. Yes.
So your thief journal should be like your dream journal.
Absolutely.
Set it next to your night. Set it on your nightstand.
It goes,
yes.
Bible. Stolen pistol, stolen TV, thief's journal.
If you have a thief journal, I'm guessing the Bible isn't going to be the first one
on this nightstand.
But it's just, you know, who knows?
I don't
know.
Who are you?
I'm not judging.
I feel like you were, though.
However, the trick is, don't drop it at one of your homes.
Yeah, if you decide to bring it because you can't remember, like you try to do it last time. I left it at the house. Oh man, I did not know.
I forgot. I took that bracelet.
Yes, and I forgot that address for the new house that I wanted to rob next. So you know what? This time I'm about to go in. I'll just bring it with me.
And I told my daughter, you know, I'll be by first thing in the morning.
Yes.
So you wanted the right address to go to, so you brought it with you.
You moved in, right? So can I get the address? Oh, okay, yeah. 13755 Smith Avenue. Okay, thank you.
Right. So what happens is when you drop it at your house that you just stole stuff from, without knowing, the detectives find it.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Is that a bad thing that the detective found it?
It is.
It could be someone from the house.
It is, because then it could be. But, you know, the house was saying, no, that's why.
Are you sure? Ask Susie. Go upstairs and see if Susie's.
Is this your journal?
Is this your dream journal?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Yeah, it's not.
So it must be the guy that broke in.
Let's go over and see this address here.
That's very private, though.
It says dot. I know, but it's okay.
It's okay.
It's part of the
investigation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like you don't read journals like that. Like,
really?
It's very private.
It is private.
You're not supposed to read anybody's journal.
No, you're not.
That's between you and your book.
I know.
Yeah. So I feel like the cops already are pissing me off by opening this journal.
But they went to the daughter's house.
That's fine.
And they figured out who her dad was.
Oh, no, Billy Bob.
And then the next day.
Oh, don't tell me that he had the address of the next house he was going to think, so the cops were waiting there for him.
There was a video. Somebody had a Simply Safe up.
Oh, here we go.
Showed him kicking in the door.
Oh, he's aggressive. No wonder he dropped the
notebook. That address was in his book.
Oh, no.
So the police were like a day behind.
Yeah.
Not after that, though.
You're supposed to read ahead. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, then he's going to jail.
They caught him. Next
they
address, and they were there waiting. That's awesome. That's some pretty good police work. Even though it was given to them in a journal platter, but that's some pretty good police work.
Well, I mean, they found it.
Well, they did.
It wasn't like they walked in and went, you lost a gun and a TV. What a shame. At least did a little.
There's a notebook at the bottom. That's not Susie's? Susie, is that your notebook?
Does that belong to you? No, it doesn't belong to me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead and read it, I guess.
You know, we don't like to read other people's journals, do we?
I want a statement from the police department about this. I feel like they violated his rights by reading his journal.
Well, it helped catch a thief.
That's a pretty cool story.
It's just the dumbing.
It's a very dumb criminal.
Dumbing down of criminals is what it is.
But, hey, he's organized. Because all they have to do now is see what he stole, then return it to all those people that he stole.
Thank you. Which of course will happen.
Oh, yeah. Just go to the local pawn shop. Just Google the nearest pawn shop to all those addresses. The stuff is there. Oh, yeah. Stuff is there.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of dumb criminals, I have had this story of dumb criminals in the fat pile for a week. I didn't get to it last week. It's been in the fat pile every day. I got to get to the story. I love this story. And, you know, I try to stay away from politics on Chewing the Fat just because,
everybody's doing that. You get it from everyone.
And it's just, I got it. I know.
And when you do that, something happens. Like, just say something political.
Well, what I'd like to do is talk to you about, you know, Bernie Sanders and
political violation. Political violation.
And that means I can't talk about it. That cuts me off. Except if I really want to talk about something, I'm going to talk about it, whether you have the political violation music or not. But
Keeps.com. Are you tired of losing your hair?
If you ever hear Keeps.com, you know that what I said prior to that
was cut off from the podcast.
It was cut off from the podcast.
Yes.
So I could be talking like this, telling you about, now I want to tell you about Keeps.com. If you hear that on the podcast, you know the whole thing just got cut out.
He did say something that he super violated.
Yeah. This is not going to violate the political
thing. Okay, good,
thing, right?
good.
It's about politicians.
But not political.
But, well, let me get to the story. All right, because they're stupid. I was headed into it with stupid criminals. All right. Over half of the great city of Baltimore, Maryland, coined a Democratic hellhole from Pat Gray Unleashed. over half of the candidates running for mayor have criminal charges on their records.
Do you have this list?
I do.
Oh,
okay. I do.
Are you going to go
I do. You know, just to name a few things okay. that you're looking at.
Okay.
Felony theft.
Who hasn't done
that? Carjacking. False imprisonment.
Okay.
Embezzlement.
Okay.
Breaking and entering.
Okay, I got
passing bad checks.
I got one of those. You for sure have to have one of those on your record. You come from the generation of checks that will allow to
you know,
give anywhere.
I don't
anywhere.
Like the way you say that.
Okay.
I like the way you say that. But I have. Anyway, the so don't forget that the former mayor,
okay,
Catherine Pugh, she's just getting...
just started?
She's already
she's
going
all warmed up. She's all warmed up.
She's already pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, tax evasion. I mean,
who hasn't done that? Jeffy, tax evasion.
Nope.
Keeps.com. Are you tired of losing your hair?
So WBFF-TV. I love WBFF-TV.
Come on,
you can't.
Great WBFF. I mean, that's like in the top 10 market, right?
Thank you. Is Baltimore top 10? I don't think so. I don't think Baltimore is top 10. Because you got, well, you got New York, L.A., Chicago, Miami, Dallas is top 5. Right? Baltimore in the top 10? No way. Baltimore's got to be like...
26, yes. Good job.
Oh, yeah, thank 26, you. Yeah, yes. All right.
Good job.
Thank
yeah,
you.
26.
Yeah, no problem. Because Tampa Bay is like 16th or 17th TV market-wise. Not radio, but TV market-wise.
Yeah, this is TV market. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What did you say so, Tampa is?
Tampa Bay is, I think, 16th
yeah,
or
17th. Yeah, 11. 11.
Ooh,
yes,
are they already, 11. They're up to 11?
Yes,
that's
11.
Fantastic.
Good job. Good
they
job.
Need to redo the radio of that, of Tampa Bay. They need to rethink that. You know what? Call me. Call
so
me.
Can you go down the top five again?
The top five, you got what? New York.
New York, uh-huh.
L.A., Chicago, Miami,
uh-huh.
Dallas.
Philadelphia and Dallas, yes.
Miami
good job.
And Dallas, that's
no,
what I'm
no,
saying.
Like I said, Philadelphia
Miami is,
and Dallas.
Miami is what, sixth or seventh now?
16. Good job, Fisher.
What?
You are like hitting this off 16.
Seriously?
Absolutely, yeah.
They are moving out of that town, man. Miami is sucking wind.
You're so good at this. Like,
thank you.
Oh, you're so good.
I know. I nail them. A long time since I looked at those lists, man. This is on the top. Off the top of my head, the four of the
oh,
five.
Oh, yes.
Shut up.
Absolutely. No, that's you got them all correct. Like, I gave you the credit for all of them.
So, so they decided WBFF-TV, top 30 market, did a little digging, and they learned about the criminal records of the mayoral candidates. Former mayor Sheila Dixon, a Democrat, indicted 12 counts of theft, fraud, misconduct.
Oof.
Ricky Vaughn, business owner, Democrat, has been charged with felony theft, carjacking, and harassment. Well, according to WBFF, though, he was upfront about his past.
Then what's wrong with that?
I mean, you got to be, right?
You got to be, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, yes, I stole the car. Yes, what else did he do? Let's see. Yes. Oh, no, that's not him. That's Sheila. Who is this? This was, what's his face? Ricky Vaughn. Sure, I stole some stuff that was felony, the felony weight. I stole a car. I harassed some people, but so what? That's my past. I'm good. I'm fine now. David Anthony Wiggins, a Republican,
uh-oh,
and self-described business owner and clergy member. What does that mean? A self-described business owner. Is that a drug dealer?
Yeah, he put it on his business card, but it's not official.
Right. He was charged with false imprisonment.
Is that when you hold someone like hostage?
Yes.
Okay. Then why did not?
Against their will.
Okay, so I kidnap it.
Yes.
Okay.
Harassment, failure to comply with a peace order, and filing a false application to purchase a firearm. Who among us? Who among us hasn't done that? William George Hurd, a Republican, charged with malicious destruction of property.
I do that every day when I go to the bathroom.
Breaking and entering.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Passing bad checks.
Again, Fisher, you come from the checks generation.
You know,
and that's very easy. You give a check to Winn-Dixie and it bounces, done. You're done. You get added on that list and to take your picture.
I mean, they call it passing bad checks even if you floated it a little bit. It's called floating. Yeah. If you write a check and you know the money's not in the account, but it will be in the account by the time the check gets through.
Yeah, 3 days.
But see, in today's world...
Not anymore. It's automatic. Sucks. It's literally like you're swiping a card.
That's not fair, by the way. If I buy something at Walgreens, don't tell me to wrap up. If I buy something at Walgreens and it slides through, the bank tags it, takes the money out of my account, whatever it is, $10. Let's say I buy something at Walgreens, $10.
Waste of
cash. The bank says, okay, $11.02 then.
Perfect.
I buy something at Walgreens.
$11.02.
The bank says, $11.02. We're holding it out of your account. It sits there. It's still technically in my account because Walgreens hasn't asked for the money.
Yeah, but you already used it.
I might want to use it again before Walgreens asks for it.
You can't double use the money you already spent.
I might want to use it again if.
Your account doesn't have.
Are you working for big bank now?
No, I'm not working for big banks, but I'm telling you, if you already spent $11.02, those $11.02, you can't re-spend them somewhere else because you only had one $11.02 in your account.
But I might know that there's going to be another $11.02 coming into my account in the next couple of days. So I'm using that $11.02 again until that other $11.02 gets in there.
It used to be 3 days.
It used to be more than that.
And if you had the weekend, you had the whole
weekend. That's correct. And plus, if you put it in, if you write the check in the afternoon,
yep.
After they picked up the picked up the bank,
yep.
The bank, they use the security usually comes through about 3:22, and sometimes in the afternoon, you don't know exactly when, sometime 3:30-ish.
Okay.
And once that's gone, then you're waiting until the next morning,
9 o'clock,
or the next, and sometimes they might only pick it up once a day.
Depends where the bodega that you use.
So you write the check for cash.
Oh well, yeah.
So that now you're good for that day,
tomorrow,
and then they have to send it to the bank, right?
That's tomorrow, day two.
The next day has to process it.
Day three
goes to the other bank.
Day four.
If that doesn't get processed immediately, you're looking at maybe even five days.
Yeah.
Man, you don't get those days back. Other candidates in Baltimore were convicted of less serious offenses.
Like,
what is a failure to return a rented car? Does that mean he just left it parked on the side of the road?
He just forgot to return the cars to Hertz.
Failure to return a rented car. I'm not quite sure what that...
So he just never turned it in?
No,
I did not know that was a charge.
One person, and this person cannot be mayor of Baltimore. Right? One person,
okay,
was charged with fishing without a license.
Oh, no, you do not.
Right,
that's a criminal. You know all those charges you talked about. That's the worst one.
I know.
How can
harming
I trust
the environment?
How can I
a
trust them with an entire city when they cannot get a license to go fishing?
Thank you. Baltimore, good luck. I didn't say that, though. I don't know why you keep saying it.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. All right, let's go to the break room and get a quick drink of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar for as long as we can. Oh, as long as we're in the break room. Let's do it. We have to do a COVID-19 update, the coronavirus update here on Chewing the Fat. And you do not want to sound like that, I'll tell you that.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah. You do not want to sound like that.
That's not a smoker either. That's not someone that's been smoking for a while and got, black lung. This is corona. We actually got this from China. And this is audio from people coughing up when they have the coronavirus.
This is a man on the street report.
This is man on the street report. So if you hear just like that,
that's
you
COVID-19.
Run away.
That's COVID-19.
Actually, no, too late because you heard it. So you have it.
Now, remember that the CDC warns of disruption to everyday life. I'm seriously.
Are you worried?
Concerned.
Oh, okay. Where's concerned? So how many ticks to worried?
I don't
know.
So
if we do a level 1 through 5, you know.
I don't know.
1 through 5, where are you at?
Okay, 1 through 5. 1 is...
Nothing. 5 is we're going to die tomorrow.
Oh, not even close to that.
Okay, so you're at 3.
Not even close.
3 or 2?
Yeah, 2, 2.5.
Okay, I'll take
2, that. 2, 2.5.
I'll accept that answer. It's a weak answer, but I'll accept that answer. You're not willing to commit to 2, and you're definitely not going to commit to 3. So
no,
we'll cut it in half.
3. You're out of a 3. 5?
Yeah, out of a 5.
Out of 5, no way. I mean, I might even be at a 1.5 to 2.
Definitely not that one. You're not at 1.5. After our conversation this morning, you're at, I said, 2.5, I'll take it.
I am concerned. I am starting to
be
concerned.
See, this is how I know that you're not at 1.5, because you already checked your My Patriot Supply.
I did check to see how much we got, where do we have, how much
so
we have. Yeah,
that takes you automatic to 2. Because you're not worried, but you're concerned of your supplies of where you at. Now, if you go out there and start getting gasoline tanks and water pills, that's a 3.
What if I bought extra water and extra sodas?
That takes you to 2.5. So 2 gets you to checking your supplies.
Extra toilet paper. Okay, yeah. That's the supplies.
And then the 0.5 gets you there because you got water bottles and zeros.
3 is where you're starting to stack up.
That's what I'm saying. You're buying gasoline tanks. No, you're buying, you know, wood. You're buying ammunition. You're buying, you know,
something to think about.
Buckets.
Though.
Like you're buying
something
buckets.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
It is. See, I'm concerned. Yeah. 2.5. 2, 2.5.
I'll take it. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's...
You know, 4 is you calling me because you're calling to get inside my ranch. At 4, you calling me.
Either you or Glenn, somebody's letting my ass in. And I know it's funny how it's become your ranch all of a sudden.
Oh, it's my ranch.
It's my ranch. Because I want to go on record as saying, I know whose ranch it is.
Mine. I use that ranch.
I know who to ask to let me in that gate. I'll tell you that.
I use that ranch more than anybody on that side of the family. I even got internet installed on that ranch. So that makes me supreme ruler of the ranch.
It does?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then you're letting my ass in. I'll tell you.
I told you, you got the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
I know, you got the trailer.
My wife loves camping. They can sit
no,
out
she
in the
got
tent.
Outside.
I'm not.
No, she has outside.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Are the trailer.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, this is why we're concerned, right? I mean, we have Italy. There's other countries, Italy, Iran. It's not just China now.
Not anymore. South Korea is almost dead.
They're about ready to shut it down.
Japan shut down all schools.
Italy is almost on fire.
And Chinese kids have not been in school since this whole thing started. So my wife teaches English to Chinese kids. They got a note last week that since schools are no longer open, they're using these online teachers as real teachers. So the entire curriculum...
I hope the payroll just went up.
The payroll did go up.
Good.
Because they're loading up classes because these kids have not been taught in like 2 months.
Yeah.
So now they're using all these online
America,
teachers.
America, good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Capitalism, good. Your country sucks. Repeat after me. Say it in English.
So they're using those teachers now to start teaching kids.
I mean, you have to, right?
More than just what they were learning before.
Right.
So they're actually getting...
They upgraded the curriculum for those teachers.
To match this because according to the two companies that are Chinese companies, schools are not opening up anytime soon.
Ooh. So they don't know. I mean, Chi Pao Chi could come down tomorrow and say, open them up, send the kids back,
who?
And they're marching them up. The head of China, Chi Pao Chi, whatever his name is.
President Xi?
Yeah, you know, the XXXI guy.
Whoa, he's in a porn?
All by himself.
He's into porn?
Oh, yes, he is. I mean, you know who I'm talking about. If he decides tomorrow, open them up. They're open.
Yeah, but who's going to go? The streets are empty.
That's what I mean. If he decides, you're out on the streets, bro. Yeah, or that.
Go to school.
No. Are you going to go to school today? Yeah,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, I need my education.
I gotta go.
You're right. Even though I graduated 30 years ago,
I'm still
going to go to school.
We're all going to school today.
What grade are we repeating? 10th grade? Okay, you got it.
All going to school today. So we also have, some of the countries like are saying if you're coming from Italy, China, no thanks. No, I want it. Hello? No, not today.
No, no one home. No, no one home.
We're closed.
Look at the time. Turn right. around. I don't blame him.
I don't either.
I don't blame him.
And I just want to say that, Donald Trump, this is a really good plan for your immigration plan, is just to shut everything down for the COVID-19, okay? Just do that now, and it'll be okay, because it's for our safety.
But he's no longer in charge. He put Vice President Pence in charge.
He did say in his little
that I'm no longer,
Nah, but Pence reports to him.
Yeah, we pay him. So any question about coronavirus or COVID-19 goes to the guy with white hair. I just want to be here.
That's just Don saying, if something screws up, it's on you, bro.
It's on you. Pence, when was the last time you were at the press room? Oh, come on. Let's go. I haven't been in the press room ever. I never made an announcement. I need to make an announcement. You see this guy here? Guy with the white hair, short, from Indiana. Yeah, he's the one in charge.
Pence, you got it? Go with him.
You got it, Pence? All right, see you later, bud.
Talk to you later. Take care. So we have, we've got Amazon reporting that people are already starting to try to price gouge.
I love America.
Now the Amazon doesn't.
What the hell, Jeff Bezos?
I know.
You un-American bastard.
I know.
That's what happens when crises happen. Prices go up, and you capitalize on the moment.
Huh. Not in America anymore. That's called price gouging.
No wonder he lost a contract with the government.
It's called price gouging, and heaven forbid, we can't have price gouging.
Hey, if I have 10 cases of water, which I do, and Walmart runs out, I'll give you my address, is $20 a pop.
Yeah, that's price gouging. No, I would call it, I would say that that's event pricing.
Yeah. Supply demand. Isn't that supply and demand? Isn't that basic economics?
I pay price gouging prices when I go to events.
What happens when the hurricane comes? What happens to gas prices?
No, they say that you can't charge more. That's price gouging. I mean, they bust people all the time.
I see it. It goes from $1.98 to $2.98.
That's because that's okay.
Oh, that's okay?
Because that's shipping. Oh, that doesn't have anything to do with them trying.
Okay.
That doesn't have anything to do with them trying to make money,
I'm sorry.
Silly.
Don't bug me down with facts. I'm sorry.
It's insane to me.
That's dumb.
I know.
That is dumb.
I agree.
And you know who tried to do an episode about that? 911 in the first season.
Of course they did. Yes.
First season. When black girl, the black police officer.
Yes.
No. You pay what you...
I...
What do you mean? No. No. That's when you smack him on the nose like a dog and go, no.
Wow.
No.
I'm not smacking anything or anyone on the nose, man. Well, how dare you hit dogs like
that? That's embarrassing, bro. That's embarrassing.
I know.
Think about it.
So yesterday we told you about Pope Francis, and it was Ash Wednesday, and he did his pope and stuff that you do on Ash Wednesday. And he... went out into the crowd in the Pope Mobile. He didn't get out and give everybody a special Ash Wednesday, go with God, bless you, my son. It was just, I'm going to drive around here. And they said yesterday that it was...
Because precautions.
We
don't want to get the Pope
for the coronavirus. Yes. Okay, I got it. No problem.
Makes sense. Highly figured person doesn't want to get a coronavirus.
Okay, that's fine. I got it. No problem. Except today we find out that it really wasn't.
Wait.
Today we find out it wasn't more protecting him from the people.
So we're protecting the population.
We're protecting
from
the population
the
from the Pope. Now, it has not been confirmed.
Oh, that's confirmed.
That he has.
You heard it here.
It has not been confirmed. We go to our man on the street, though, and he can confirm it. I'll tell you that. I'm like, reporting live from Rome.
Vatican City.
The Pope does have coronavirus. No, that has not been confirmed.
Oh, no, sorry.
That has not been confirmed. However, they say he's come down with a little slight indisposition. I mean, sure, we're canceling. Sure, we're canceling the.
Wait, we're canceling
mass.
Stuff?
Yeah, we canceled a planned mass in Rome. And he expressed his solidarity with the coronavirus sufferers around the world.
Like this?
I don't know that he did. I don't know how he expressed it, but you know, it could be as possible.
That's an expression.
But he's 82 now.
That's the peak. That's the age that is killing these people. I mean, that is killing people. Not these people. Sorry. Sorry, Your Holiness. Is that what you call him? Holiness?
You call you don't call him. Don't call him these people. I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm saying.
The Vatican has not specified the nature.
But
of
they
his,
can't. Imagine the Pope has.
But there's a picture of him with the
Vladimir. It's time.
But if this right, if Pope Francis goes down, I got to run again. I've got to get my campaign back up and running.
I think
Pope
it's time.
Fatimus Obesius the First is back in the running. Nice. Got him. Got to get that campaign up and running. And we also know that we also found out today that even if you have coronavirus, if you've come down with coronavirus and you're cured, and
you don't get it again,
you feel better.
You're done.
And you're like, oh, thank
yes,
God,
I survived.
I don't have to call. I don't have to hack my lungs up anymore. I'm so sick. My ribs hurt. My stomach hurts so much from hacking up my lungs with this coronavirus. I'm sweating. Not anymore, though. It's good. You know, you can get it again.
Wait.
Yeah, you can get it again.
It's like that bad STD. So can't get rid of.
It's just like that. You can rub cream on it ever so often, and it goes away. And you're like, oh, good, man. Whew. Because, you know. What happens in Vietnam doesn't stay in Vietnam. I'm just telling you, those are the words, you know, we all know that.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So if you, yes, the coronavirus, COVID-19 is just like, say, STDs. That's what it is.
Can we call the CDC on this?
I think we should. I think we should. Also, but the worst news, and if you think that's bad, please. We're talking about COVID-19 here, coronavirus. This headline came out yesterday afternoon.
And you were upset. I yelled. I thought a family member died. Because that's what happens in the Jeffy household. It's like just bad news on top of bad news on top of bad news. Oh. So when he started screaming in the control room, I was like, oh, crap, here we go. He's dead.
Nobody died.
Oh, no one died.
Let me read you the headline.
Okay.
No one has died yet from this, but it's possible.
It's possible.
This is the headline from yesterday afternoon. And I want you to sit down. If you're driving, you might want to pull over.
Yes, pull over to the shoulder. We'll wait.
Put your emergency blinkers on. I'm not waiting much longer than this. But if you're listening live,
not possible.
Do it now.
Okay, yeah, I think they're good. They're good. They pulled over.
Coronavirus likely to cause Diet Coke, Coke Zero shortage. This will not stand. Get GGXXXI on the phone. I want those kids back in school. I want those machines turned back on. Chinese artificial sweeteners has been delayed. The shipments for them. Holy cow. No, this will not stand.
That's the end.
This cannot be. Now, if we have to have a choice between Diet Coke and Coke Zero, we blow off Diet Coke.
Oh, well, yeah. That gives you cancer, yeah.
Just, we have to decide if we're going to ship, we're going to make it, we make Coke, Diet Coke or Coke Zero. Coke Zero.
I agree, and I don't drink Coke Zero.
Coke Zero wins that fight. But, oh, man, this COVID-19 stuff has got to come to an end soon. Soon, because that right there, that cannot stand. Now, I will say that remember what I told you, and what was this, I believe, was the first show.
I agree.
First show in the world telling you this.
Yes.
Others have come on board now, but it's because of this show.
Like the representative for who?
Thank you. Thank you. Came on board weeks after this program.
Said it, yes.
Just know, you know, it's good to be prepared. Always be prepared. It will get worse before it gets better. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, this show, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Subscribe on a platform that just warms the cockles of your heart. If you go to theblaze.com/podcasts, scroll to Chewing the Fat, click on Chewing the Fat, it will bring up a plethora of platforms to choose from. Click on one, subscribe, so that when the podcast downloads every day, you'll get an alert. Some of you will hear this. If you're not hearing that, you've picked the wrong one. You may have picked the wrong platform. That's not really. You may have clicked SoundCloud. Do not, hashtag not SoundCloud. So subscribe to this podcast, please. Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. And then, you know, when you're done with that, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, too. Yes, that's right. More content that I give and I give and I give.
Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcast.
Did you see where they found ancient armadillos? The size of cars? Incredible.
Like the mammoth?
Incredible. That's in a dried up riverbed. So, and they're like 20,000 year old remains. They're these giant car sized armadillos. So a farmer is just walking along, doing nothing, looking for things to shoot, right? There's an old dried up riverbed. Ooh, is that a dog? I'm hungry. Oh man, what the heck did I just shoot? Those look like a couple giant rock or something. What the heck is that? Let me go over there and take a look at that. They're giant glyptodonts. All right, I want to know how to pronounce this word. G-L-Y. Don't put your head on your forehead. G-L-Y.
I'm sorry? Don't put your head on your forehead?
G-L-Y-P. T-O-D-O-N-T-S. Don'ts. Glyptodonts. Glyptodonts. Glyptodonts.
Glyptodonts.
Turn it up, please. Jeez. I'd like to hear it. Just push play.
Glyptodonts.
Glyptodonts.
And no, I can't just hit play. I have to type it out, highlight it, right click.
I don't care how you have to do your job. Just do it.
Click on speech. Click on start speaking.
Glyptodonts.
Move the mic closer to my computer and get it. So no. You see why I get upset?
You know what? I appreciate you doing your job. Thank you. Appreciate it. And now for that, type in P-L-E. I-S-T-O-C-E-N-E. Pleistocene. They're armored mammals that lived during the
Pleistocene
epoch and were relatives of the present-day armadillos. It's incredible. There's like four of them. It looks like they were a family trying to get away. It looks like they're like a 20-million-year-old farmer was after them.
Couldn't that be the meteorites?
No.
The meteors? Silly, no. Meteors.
Right? I mean, they look like they're together. Right, yeah.
Are they by the volcano that killed Pompeii? Pompeii? Are they near there? Oh, is this before Pompeii?
All I know is that the dried riverbed that they were found in, all right, did not appear to have the remains of any horses or cows in it or anything else. It was just these four. Now, is it possible that over the years we've just kicked them over and the farmers just kicked them over, shooting them, tearing them apart, not realizing what was going on? Sure. Absolutely. No problem. But for right now, the four glyptodonts. I want to make you find it so bad right now. The four glyptodonts lived about 20,000 years ago, and they were heavily armored mammals, squatted limbs. I mean, they look like a turtle, you know, a giant turtle. Incredible.
Would it be a turtle?
The size of a Volkswagen Beetle or bigger.
Dude, that's awesome.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
In all seriousness, they were apparently developed in South America about 20 million years ago, and then they spread to the southern regions of North America. I guess we know they existed. But these fossils were discovered in the Argentine capital of Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
That's what I said, Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
That's what I said, Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
And the experts from the Institute of Archaeological and Paleontological Investigations at the Pampai Quaternary in
Cupacasita
will spend the next week extracting the remains. Archaeologist Pablo Massano told reporters that a man named Juan Diaz Soto was taking his cows to graze. And said, hey, don't poop on those. Get the hell out of here. Those are...
Juan, salte de ahí.
Those are glyphosate.
¿Qué caramba te pasa a ti, hombre? Salte de ahí.
I have so much stuff to get to. There's never enough time.
Then get to it.
There's never enough time.
So you're done?
Look at the time.